Hey everybody, Stu Smith here going live. Sorry for a few minutes late. I had those standard technical difficulties that occur when you start this thing 10 minutes ahead of schedule and your browser doesn't work. You got to change browsers and then StreamYard is not logged in and I got to wait for a code to get emailed to me. So it's just your standard technical difficulties that started this podcast. So I'll try to not be let that affect my mood today. But anyway, here's something that will change your mood by just using one simple phrase. And I've mentioned this before, but I did it today as well when I was training. 6 o'clock, still dark. And we're doing leg day on the hill, which, by the way, if you've never done a leg day with us on the hill, it's not easy because it takes us like 2 1/4, almost 2 1/2 just to get there. Then we run this fairly steep quarter mile hill up and down, multiple sets, mixing in squats and lunges and kettlebells and fireman carries. It's pretty tough, right? But one thing that I mentioned, like right as I was making my first few steps into starting that run, was I don't have to be here. I get to be here. And just that one simple phrase changes the attitude that you bring going into any workout day or anything for that matter. I mean, we've all done things that we didn't feel like doing all through life. I mean, I can think probably 90% of my days of going to school were days I did not want to go. But you do it anyway. So you kind of learn this process going through life of doing things that you have to do, even though you don't feel like doing them. And that in itself is a very powerful tool. But if you just change that, instead of I have to do this, that you get to do this, that makes a big difference. Because here's why. You've been sick before. You've missed a week of school. And what's the first thing you want to do is like, I got to get back to work. I got to get to feeling better. I have to get ready to do this. You know, I got to make up all this work I missed, you know, so you're in a different mindset. When you're sick, all you want to do is be well. I mean, that is truth. And some of you guys that might be listening have had serious injuries or serious ailments that put you in the hospital or chemotherapy treatments for months or longer. And that's hard. You want to be somewhere else. So, like I said, just be grateful that you get to be here. You have to go do something, and you can. So, that is my attitude adjustment for Monday. Hopefully, you can use it for the rest of the week, and you crush the rest of this week. So, we are on week 3, I think, of our spring training cycle. Very exciting. It's mostly cows and cardio. Like I said, today was running probably close to 6.5 miles, a mix of hills, a mix of steady distance, mix of intervals, all rolled into a squat, lunge, and carry combination that is just one of my favorites. And it's tough to do. It's great for the lungs and legs, which are going to make you a better runner. And many people have stated over the years that that hill was a difference maker in running soft sand or running other hills at training, things like that, rucking. You know, it is a difference maker. So if you don't have soft sand, find some hills. If you don't have hills, get on a Stairmaster. And start climbing. In fact, one of my favorite workouts to do, if you don't have any of the things that we use, like soft sand or hills, is a weight vest and a Stairmaster is a butt kicking workout. In fact, I wrote an article on it. Let me see. Stairmaster. Yeah, here you go. In fact, it's titled, it's over at military.com. For those looking to join Spec Ops, weighted stair steps are a useful tool. One of my favorites. So check that out. Let's see. I wrote an article this morning. That's why I was a little bit late. I got in a zone and just forgot where I was. And this is a good one. This one's going to be one of those, I think, will be well read and hopefully understood, because it is all about mistakes recruits make with joining the military. First one is time, not giving themselves enough time to train. Second one is lack of knowledge. You know, if you're going to go do a job or have a job interview, you might do a little research on what type of jobs are available to you, what kind of standards they have to enter that job, where you are, where you fit on that standard spectrum. Are you close to it? Are you way away from it? If you're way away from it, you may want to do some workouts before. You got to lose some weight to meet the height weight standards. You know, if you want your recruiter to take you seriously, go in there with a good list of questions that show you've done your research. Don't say, hey, I'm just looking for a job. What do you have? You know, that's the stupidest question you can ask, right? Go in there and say, I just graduated high school, or I finished 2 years of college. I'm ready to join the military. This is what I want to do. And I can already pass the fitness test, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You know, meet the height weight standards. Is this job available for me in this branch of service? And if it's not, go to another branch of service. You know, you might be able to find the training that you want in another branch of service. You know, but if you're stuck to the Army, right, and you can't consider another branch of service, which is fine. I get that. But sometimes all the branches will have the same job of some sort, of that same skill, whether it be IT, mechanics, pilot, you know, all of those jobs are available throughout the services. Yeah, special ops throughout the services. So know what you're getting into when you go and talk to a recruiter. Because I tell you what, you go in there and you start asking dumb questions, they're going to say, well, here's a great job for you. And guess what that job is? It's the job they need to fill the most. And it may be the crappiest job in the military. And you don't know because you haven't done any research. So do yourself a favor. If you want people to take you seriously, be prepared. Do some research. Treat it like a job interview, not like an information session when you walk in there. Gear preparation. You don't need a lot of gear, but I gave you a list of, you know, things that you can make, or you can join a gym. All those things, too. You know, you can make a homemade gym, you know, for less than $50, you know, with sand and backpacks and things like that. Training plans give ideas of what you're trying to train for, whether that's running, swimming, rucking, calisthenics, a little bit of weight training nowadays, you know, with some fitness tests. Don't skip stretching and mobility. That's very important, especially if you are having aches and pains. Those are going to help with that, as well as help you with swimming and treading and streamlining and even shin splints. So don't blow off stretching and mobility. And then the last one is push yourself, because one day your fitness may save your life or your buddy's life. That's how important tactical fitness training is for those who want to serve. And if I ever hear someone ask me, like, how do you stay motivated to train? I'm trying to become a Army Ranger and I just can't get up early to go train. I'm like, smack them and say, one day your fitness will be a determining factor on you living or your buddy living. And if that doesn't motivate you to go train, don't do what you're considering. Go find another job, because fitness is that important. So there's my soapbox. You guys listening in, I appreciate you guys coming in. I'll answer some questions now. Remember, this thing runs on likes and shares and follows. So that's all I ask of you guys. I give you an hour of my time. You guys help me with some likes, shares, and follows. All right, so we got a 305 power lifter here. Not sure if that means your 305 pounds is what you weigh, or you can lift 305 pounds. I see now that it says, any tips to start training like a triathlete to cut down to 195. So that is your weight. That is a big, big fella. But it can be done. In fact, I just had a guy go from 320, and he's now 215 and is crushing the PST. So it can happen real quick. So that is what I would do. I would just start training like a triathlete, which means I probably wouldn't run at 305, to be honest with you, but you can bike and swim all day long. Logically progress into all day long, but you can swim and bike as much as you want, basically just to burn some calories. I would lay off the weights, especially if you are strong enough, and start working on your muscle stamina. That means air squats and lunges for leg days, and push-ups and pull-ups and dips for upper body days, you know, working plank poses and sit-ups. You know, all of those are going to be part of your tests in the future. So yeah, get on a program. My suggestion would go to Cows and Cardio. Here's a great article. Case for Cows and Cardio. See what happens here. A case for Cows and Cardio. This is just an article I wrote that says, here, if you're a big fella, consider Cows and Cardio for a cycle. Maybe even, you know, more than a 12-week cycle. And you may be surprised at how quickly you progress. You lose some weight, and now you're able to run. So my advice of starting out, sorry for the long answer, is maybe start out like a biathlete with biking and swimming and walking first, and then have that walk slowly start progressing into short jogs mixed with walking, longer jogs, take out the walking, but do your knees a favor and limit your impact, you know, when you weigh 305 pounds. Because that's a lot of weight to be running. Do you think it's smart to go infantry, then go recon, so I could build more of that mental toughness? Well, if you're going Marine recon, you're going to have to go through infantry training most likely. Like, I know that you can go to a recon screener with, you know, multiple different MOSs, but... Yeah, I would consider going infantry and then doing the recon screener later, like training with the extra swimming and swimming with camis on and swimming with fins, treading water, do all that stuff on the weekends while you're an infantry grunt. And then, you know, go whenever you feel you're ready, go try out for recon. That is what I would do. I'm sure I wish you have a great week. I wonder if you saw the dispute between Goggins and Crenshaw. Do you have a point of view about that? Yeah, I did. And it's unfortunate, you know, because I think anytime that we are beating each other up for no real reason, it's stupid. You know, it's hard enough being in the military And then it's hard enough getting out of that military after a career or after a medical retirement and then finding a job outside in the real world that makes you happy and fulfilled. You know, I think both are out of line, be honest with you, bashing each other, though it seems like Crenshaw started it. I personally think Crenshaw should stay in his lane and focus on politics and not bashing other team guys. But at the same time, you know, I think Goggins could have handled it a little less emotionally, to be honest. So regardless, it's a bad look for both of them. You know, but, you know, if anybody asks me about Crenshaw, I think he's a great American and serving in the Congress. I think we need more veterans serving in Congress. I don't care what your politics are. Republican, Democrat, independent. I don't care. I mean, that's America. you know, it's okay if you have differing opinions with politicians. That's how the world works, right? But, you know, we need different opinions and make things work to represent our different society. And if you're a guy like Goggins, I mean, he has a post-military career that has been outstanding. He is helping millions of people, inspiring people. You know, I think he's doing a great job out there. I mean, yeah, I mean, he's way up here on the mental toughness side. And I think, you know, if that's his thing, he wants to do it, that's great. You know, other SEALs are teaching shooting, teaching fitness. Other SEALs are doing leadership stuff. I mean, we all have our niche. Leave us alone. You know, I applaud both of them for what they're choosing to do. So, but yeah, not a good look. I think it's a shame when we eat our own and eat our own in public. You know, talk shit to each other face to face. That's the way men do it. Just starting week 3 and feel awesome. Definitely got my butt kicked last week. Oh, good. Let's see. More questions. Blue gold for my school is coming to my school. Blue gold officer is coming to my school on Wednesday. What should I ask him if I want to get into the Naval Academy? Just ask them how the process works with the blue and gold officer and admissions. Like, if I want to be in the Naval Academy, first of all, go to the usna.edu admissions page on the website. In fact, it's real easy. USNA admissions into the Google machine, and you will find usna.com or sorry, usna.edu and admissions right here. And just read about that process. And then somehow that blue and gold officer is going to fit into that process. Usually you need to do an interview with the blue and gold officer. You don't take any fitness tests with them, though I have seen some do that, depending on coaching availability. But there is a process what that blue and gold officer is able to do. And I would like to know what that is. You know, just ask the blue and gold officer, what is it that you do within the admissions process for recruits in your district? And hear them out. And then you might understand or get a follow-on question from that one. But that is how I would do it. And then if he or she went to the Naval Academy, ask, what was your experience like? Would you do it again? I think those are always great open-ended questions that you should ask. But never ask one of those questions that are easily referenced, like, I have 2300 vision. Am I allowed to go? Right? When you can probably find out that information right on, you know, some of the standards out there. Or if you looked and you can't find it, then ask. You can say that. Say, I've looked all over for eyesight standards, and I can't find it. I wear glasses. Is that okay? Can I go to the Naval Academy with glasses on? You know, that's how you frame those questions. And, you know, you want to let people know that you've done research on your own when you ask those questions. So, if you got questions, prepare ahead of time. Good morning, Stu. I wrote your statement down on a stiff piece of paper. Nice. I think it's a good way to go, man. You get to do this. What's up, Stu? Let's get it done. Yes, let's do it. Also, could you make a video right about how you use technology in excess affects us and tips about staying away from phone or devices in order to achieve our goals? Yeah, I guess we could come up with something like that. I mean, the biggest thing is, are you using technology for a purpose? Because these things are great when you are looking up information. Like, I probably have already done 50 Google searches this morning when writing this article. You know, it's just part of what I do. You know, so you can say, yeah, you've had a lot of screen time today, but I was making it useful. Now, I also wasn't like scrolling through Instagram blindlessly looking for whatever's happening in the world. You know, whatever stupid dance that's popular. You know, that is a difference between, you know, useful time or, you know, nothing wrong with downtime. You got 10, 15 minutes, you're just killing time. You know, have fun doing your social media stuff. But I think a lot of people get wrapped around the axle doing way too much screen time, which will definitely affect your physical performance if you're skipping workouts because you playing video games or something. So seen that a lot. So there you go. What's the biggest difference between Rangers and Navy SEALs? Well, obviously Army and Navy, there's two different, big different cultures. You know, the SEALs do play on land as well, jump out of planes, but they're also in the water. Rangers tend to not do a lot of water diving, swimming operations. They will be in Zodiacs like SEALs will also be. Sometimes they do insert via swimming, but it just depends on what they're doing. But majority of their job's going to be on land. They also work in very large groups. So you have a group of Rangers come in, you know, 80 to 150 just come in and lay waste to whatever is in front of them, take over an airport, whatever. SEALs are a much smaller group and will never work in that large of a group. So kind of a different mission set there. Both, though, Rangers will also be in smaller groups too, especially when they're clearing houses, but technically they're moving in larger groups as well. So I don't know if that's a good answer for you, but during wartime in Afghanistan and Iraq, they were doing similar missions. So there you go. But when it's not wartime, they tend not to do similar training and missions. The AF Combat Rescue Officer Pipeline wanted to talk to someone about life in SF. Only SF person I could get in contact with, a SEAL from same school as me. Do you think it would be helpful to talk to? Sure. Absolutely. But, you know, you can also go over to the, what do you call it? One's Ready podcast and Instagram page. That's useful time online. Go check out those podcasts. And, you know, they even have, you can text them or DM them, ask good questions there. One's Ready. Check it out. I was even on their podcast and we were talking, you know, recruit training and things like that. So they're great over there. Highly recommend. If you haven't heard of One's Ready, go to it. They are solid. Let's see. Good morning, sir. Have you heard or had anyone go to SOCOM Athletes Hell Day? Yeah, absolutely. Several. I recommend my guys go do it if it's nearby because it's good. In fact, I had Jason Sweet, who is a former PJ, on my podcast too. So we talked all about his Hell Day. So my podcast page is, can be found. If you go to stewsmithfitness.com, there is a little horizontal header up top and it says podcast on it. So check out these podcasts and you will see, you'll see over 200 of them, and just scroll down to where you see the Jason Sweet PJ podcast and you might get some good ideas about the that event. But it's a good event for sure. Brendan, have you worked with any Navy EODs while serving? Absolutely. In fact, one of my best friends is EOD Admiral, just retired. And I just had breakfast with him the other day. He's a local guy. If you're interested in EOD, I can link you up to him. He coaches at the Naval Academy, or teaches. He's a professor at the Naval Academy now. So, yep, there you go. All right, how are we looking? So tomorrow I will be back here at 9 o'clock and we will do a live Q&A as well, but I'll also have some combat swimmer stroke videos to critique. In the meantime, send some videos to me if you want me to critique them. If you don't need to send anything to me, but you want to see how I critique combat swimmer stroke, go to my TikTok page. In fact, and if you don't like the app on your phone, I get it. Don't worry about it. You can just go to this website, TikTok.com/StuSmith50, and I have well over 100 videos of me voiceover critiquing people swimming. Also have it on Instagram as well, and I've started adding them onto this YouTube channel. On the YouTube shorts. So there's some good ones over there too. But I probably have over 100 older YouTube videos on the CSS critiques as well, because long before the other social media platforms, I was posting swim videos on YouTube back in, 2005, 2006. So yeah, check those out. We'll keep going if I got any questions. No. If I missed any of your questions, you know, or you just neglected to send them to me, no sweat. Just email me those questions, stew@stewsmith.com. Happy to answer them. Then check out stewsmithfitness.com. You can see it down here. Live 15 is save 15% on books and ebooks. If you're looking for programming. So the type of programs I have over there, I don't know if you've ever been to Stu Smith Fitness, but it looks like this. So this is just a picture of me working out with 800 high school kids at the academy. And this is some of my featured items. These are probably my best sellers, actually, up top. Here, Air Force, Army PFT, Army Rangers, FBI's up there too. But these are my latest books here, the Navy PST Workout Phase 1. It's an update from the older one, Grinder PT, Navy SEAL Phase 2 and 3. In fact, just got these off the press, hot off the press. You guys see that? And we got the standard seasonal tactical fitness periodization series here. We got spring, summer, fall, winter. We are actually in this one right now. This is our spring training cycle that we're doing. I'm making a few modifications to it, but for the most part, we are in week three of this program right now, if you want to do it along with us and check that out. So there you go. That's my closing. I do have time for a few more questions, and then won't have to do the closing again. You guys can check that out. Hey, Stu, I had golfer's elbow for a while now doing pull-ups. Is there any way to get around this? Yeah, you'll probably have to change grips and get one of those little wraps. Like I talked about this last week. I have this little thing here. It's a little wrap, but these are gel-filled that you put in the freezer, and you put it right there on your forearm. You know, you just slide it right here on your sleeve, slide it right at your forearm. And that feels really good. Very helpful. And then during a workout, you don't want it cold. What I would do is just get one of those little forearm wraps that go right here on your forearm under your elbow. And that makes a huge difference with how things feel. You may not be able to do pull-ups like this, but I bet you will be able to do them like this or find a way to do them prone, you know, depending on your pull-up bars. And this will take a lot of stress off that elbow tendon because it's really in the upper forearm below the elbow is what most people get when they're doing too many pull-ups or just tweaked it funny. So give that a shot. All right, here we go. Do you have a fitness program for older warriors? U.S. Marine vet over 50, injured knee, and trying to stay in shape. You know what? I have a new, well, not a new series, but I'm working on a new series for over 50. Over 55, I think it was that's going to be the title. But I also have a whole series from beginner to intermediate and advanced, four-part series called Tactical Fitness 40 Plus. So if I were to show you, so on the Stu Smith Fitness page, there's a Tactical Fitness series program there, and you will see the Tactical Fitness. Let me just show you this real quick. You'll see the Tactical Fitness series that I'm talking about. This is one I just mentioned. There's a four-part series right here. You can buy all four at once, save some money, or you can buy them individually. This is the phase one right here, rebuilding the foundation, beginners, recovering from injury. This is next level. So if you're able to run already, this is probably a good one for you. And then phase three is ready to compete. I would call that intermediate into advanced level, and this phase four here is definitely advanced. And I would say the magic piece that this has is the mobility day. Mobility day added to your life will be life-changing, especially over 50 years old. I promise you. Highly recommend it. Do you have books on Udemy or elsewhere? Programs on? I do not. I need to check that out. But if you go to Stu Smith Fitness, that's where I have programs. All right. So, Alex, usually use the phone for looking up something, but in no time, I find myself blindlessly scrolling. Then after 10 minutes, I realize that and have to stop. Well, you know what? 10 minutes. There's nothing wrong with 10 minutes. If it's an hour or 2 hours, then you're talking that's a bad sign. But 10 minutes is acceptable. You know, we all get distracted, so don't beat yourself up for that. But just don't make it a habit and do it 10 times a day, because now you got 100 minutes in there. My girlfriend saw me doing one of the Air Force workouts and wanted to do some similar workouts. I think the Air Force one might be too tough. So one. Well, you know what I would recommend is calisthenics and cardio. It's a great answer. And I know I just answered this with an article, the case for calisthenics and cardio, but the actual book program is right here. I'm just going to put the link in here to the StreamYard or I'm sorry, into the YouTube comments. So that's probably a really good one for her. Would highly recommend it. There's a beginner, there's an intermediate, there's advanced, and she can kind of progress with that program quite logically too. And it's a lot of the same exercises, just different choreography and different intensity, really. So currently doing your winter lift cycle, and no matter how I change my grip when doing pull-ups and any wraps, are still a lot of pain. Then it's beyond my ability to help you, to be honest with you. And you may need to get a doctor's to look at it. It may just be so inflamed, you need to give it some rest. You know, try the ice and rest. Or compression. Compression and rest works really well, too. What's the max pull-ups you saw by someone at Bud's in the SEAL teams? It was a little bit different in my time. In my time, you could do your max pull-ups. As long as your feet didn't touch the ground, you could hang on the bar with one hand, shake out an arm, hang with the bar on the other hand, shake out an arm, and do some more. Right? There was no time limit. So I actually saw somebody do 50 and without stopping. And then by shaking it out, he wound up getting up to 72. So that was impressive. Now that's next level. Most guys going into Bud's get 20, you know, or flirting with 20 plus. So, you know, that was three times the average spec war guy, right? Three times the advanced average. So yeah, that was nuts. We were just in awe. In fairness though, we all said, yeah, he's a gymnast, you know, but he crushed it, did well, you know, and has had a rock star spec war career. So let's see. I think that's it. So I know I started a few minutes late, but I have to finish a few minutes early. You guys check out the Stu Smith Fitness page for seasonal fitness if you want to do the periodization model, which I think is a great way to train if you're not necessarily needing to train for specific events yet, but you're just trying to get well-rounded and get good at everything. But when you are going to start needing to train for specific events, this is what that is. Like, you read that, that says it all right there. This is getting through selection, prep for specific events. Put that in the subtitle. So that means log PT and 4-mile runs and 2-mile swims with fins and treading and drown proofing events and just getting comfortable in the water and, you know, doing simulations, training with logs and boats, you know, using sandbags and backpacks, hills and sand and things like that. So it's a good one if that's what you're looking for. And that's what I updated it this last cycle. All right, guys. So just remember, this thing runs on likes and shares. So if you got any questions, you can resend them at stu@stusmith.com. If I missed them, I don't think I did, but if I did, I apologize. But go ahead and send them to me. Happy to answer them. Send some videos to me if you want me to critique them. Happy to do that as well. All right, folks. So I think that is going to be it. I think we're done with questions, and I will see you guys tomorrow, 9:00. Have a good one.